When Daniel Pearl disappeared in early 2002, he was on assignment for the Wall Street Journal in Karachi, Pakistan. He'd left for a meeting with a sheikh who had links to terrorists, and he never returned. Weeks later, Daniel Pearl's fate would become known graphically in a video of his beheading. During this ordeal, his wife Marianne was pregnant. She later wrote their story, and that book, A Mighty Heart, has now been made into a movie. It stars Dan Futterman as Danny and Angelina Jolie as Marianne Pearl.
Why did your husband have to meet with these people?
He's a journalist.
I don't think this is the business of a journalist.
Forgive me for correcting you, but it is absolutely the business of a journalist.
And Daniel Pearl's kidnapping becomes the business of the people thrown together in search of him. Among them, his rumpled New York editor, a feisty female journalist from India, and the captain of Pakistan's counterterrorism unit. The movie follows the investigation through to its awful conclusion, and in flashbacks you learn of Danny and Marianne's great love. Angelina Jolie joined us to talk about it.
They are as romantic as you'd hope they would be. They were very, very much seen as a couple who were so tied together, so enjoyed each other's company, shared each other's work, inspired each other, all the wonderful things that you hope to have in your own life for love. So our only problem in doing the film was we thought, how do we do this and not make they're so perfect? We have to define something about them that is nuts. It's such a romantic, beautiful love.
What bit of imperfection did you?
Well,
did you
it was really hard to find. We joked about having the when we had the he takes a cab in the beginning. We thought, well, maybe at least he takes the first cab. He pushes ahead of her and he gets in the cab first to get to work. Maybe
because
that's something.
He's actually even later than she is.
Yeah, we thought, well, that's something at least.
There seemed to be another really major challenge that you might all be facing, the director and the actors as well, and that was how to maintain dramatic tension in a movie where everyone in the audience already knows the terrible ending.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of the credit to the director. But I think it was helped by the fact that we did not set out to do a murder mystery. You know, we set out to make a movie about human beings and tolerance and how people suffer through and overcome through very, very difficult times.
Do you wonder in a way if the audience might be participating in something like magical thinking, like maybe things will turn out all right after all?
I have heard people say that even though they knew it somehow took them by surprise. I think so. Yes, there's some piece of all of us that maybe just decided we don't want to accept that was the truth and that's what happened.
Right.
And we start to have the faith that they all did, for a moment anyway, you know, and then we remember.
In the movie, Marianne Pearl is very strong and she's very controlled during that 5-week ordeal when Danny Pearl is missing. And you know Marianne Pearl. Is that her?
She is strong, but she is not unemotional by any means. She is a very, very loving, very emotional person. But I asked her about that, and did she ever break down? And she said that she just, I don't want to misquote her, but it was something to the extent of that if she started to have any, she couldn't allow a thought in that he wasn't coming home. And if she started to think of all the negative, dangerous, terrible things that could possibly happen, that she would have broken.
Marianne Pearl, you in the movie, is surrounded by this extraordinarily diverse circle of people, and all crowded in, functionally in a house, although they go out trying to chase the people, but they're all in this house.
They are very much trapped in the house, and Marianne hardly ever left that house because she was attached to the phone, and I think that was this central area. And the interesting thing was, in filming this, we shot 5 weeks straight in that house. We shot pretty much in order. So the first day, Dan Futterman was there, and the second day, he was gone. And by week two, the captain showed up, and different people would show up. All these different characters surfaced, and then we lived through this time sitting around collecting information. It was emotional for everybody involved. And during that time, we were all in between takes and sometimes even during, teaching each other about our backgrounds, our languages. We'd write each other's kids' names in each other's language, and we'd talk about religions and faith. The Muslim men were teaching the others how to pray. This story is often thought of as something that divides and about two different worlds and two different faiths. In fact, this story is very much about the people, and, for example, the captain, who is a Pakistani Muslim man, has put his life on the line by being involved and still remains in a very difficult position, having been involved in this case, and this case continuing to be so public, put his life and his family's life on the line for her and for her husband.
May I just ask you how difficult it was for you to find your way to and also through the scene where you, as Marianne, and you're her friend, found out that Danny had been killed?
Yeah, it's so hard to explain. I suppose it, as I said, we shot in that house in order, and we'd all gotten to know each other, and we all individually got to know the people we were playing. And I know very well Marianne and Danny's son, Adam, and the thought of him seeing this film and him seeing that moment. Maybe through the way we do this, we're going to show this little boy how much his mother loves his father and how much, how great a loss it was. And so the night became that heavy for all of us, and we just then tried to be as open, and I tried to be as open as an actor to let all the feelings I have that relate to pain or sorrow or dark thoughts come into, you know, come through me, and just hope that they would.
It was pretty powerful.
It's such a weird thing to talk about. You know, I was in some interview the other day, and they asked Marianne how she thought about it. It's such a weird. I never could ask her how she broke down, and she can never tell me how she feels about me breaking down. But we both have an understanding of that it was accurate. We got it right somehow.
Angelina Jolie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Angelina Jolie stars in A Mighty Heart, directed by Michael Winterbottom. It opens today. And you can see scenes from A Mighty Heart at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.